In the suburbs of Chicago, a special prosecutor has announced that a former prosecutor, now a circuit court judge, has been indicted. He and several others have been accused of pursuing and prosecuting the wrong man for murder. Rolando Cruz was convicted and sentenced to death twice before a DuPage County judge told a jury to acquit him. That judge had learned that a chief investigator had lied on the witness stand. The new charges have left a county judicial system in tumult, and the murder of a 10-year-old girl remains unsolved. From member station WBEZ in Chicago, David Shaper has this report.
There were problems with the case from the very beginning, that February day in 1983 when 10-year-old Janine Nicarico disappeared from her suburban Chicago home. More than a year had passed before the local state's attorney announced charges in the rape and murder of the little girl. It was just weeks before a hotly contested primary election. Three men who considered themselves informants in the case were charged. There was no physical evidence linking Rolando Cruz or the others to the crime. He was twice convicted, but both convictions were eventually overturned. The case ultimately collapsed around the very evidence that helped convict him. Investigators testified that Cruz told them of a vision he had of the murder, containing details that only the killer could have known. But investigators didn't mention that evidence until just 3 days before Cruz's trial. His lawyer, Larry Marshall, calls what has become known as the vision statement a complete fabrication. But he says it became the crux of the case against Cruz simply because two cops, their supervisor, and a prosecutor all verified it.
The juries having what I believe to be blind deference to these law enforcement officers ended up convicting Cruz.
At his third trial last year, a DuPage County judge dismissed the so-called vision statement after one investigator admitted on the stand that he had lied about it. Cruz was then acquitted and set free after spending 12 years in prison. A special prosecutor from Chicago was then appointed to look for any improprieties in the case. That official announced a 47-count indictment today, charging four sheriff's deputies and three former prosecutors. The charges include perjury, obstruction of justice, and official misconduct. DuPage County Judge Robert Kalander is one of those under indictment. He led the prosecution in Cruz's second trial, but says he did nothing wrong. Jack Donahue, a veteran criminal defense attorney, has often been on the opposite side of Kalander and others involved in the Cruz case. He says they're honest men.
And I can tell you that based upon my knowledge and the knowledge of hundreds of people that have dealt with these individuals, there's no way they would have withheld evidence. There's no way either one of these men would have prosecuted individuals who they knew may have been innocent.
Donahue and others worry about the effect the indictments could have on prosecutors here and around the country if they can be held criminally liable for evidence they may not have known was false. Current DuPage County State's Attorney Joe Burkett, who has cooperated with the special investigation, says it is unprecedented for prosecutors to be charged in connection with their duties in the courtroom. He says it threatens to undermine public confidence in the criminal justice system. For National Public Radio, I'm David Shaper in Chicago.